The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. It's a day away from the fight, and we're in Vegas. And there's all kinds of cool stuff going on. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, partying, fun, looking forward to the weekend.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the MGM Arena in Las Vegas for the Canelo Alvarez Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler. The genius that is AJ Hoffman.
Thank you.
Zhong Li, the master, back in studio. If you want to get in, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Zhong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Friday. Let's have some fun. We are in Las Vegas getting ready for Canelo Chavez. And
Canelo Chavez.
See, where's your girl that you were talking to yesterday?
La Cristi?
Yeah.
They do the morning show, so it was rare that she was here yesterday.
I thought that was an afternoon thing.
No, so. El Terrible y La Cristi
is a morning show.
Okay. El Terrible doesn't like me.
No, El Terrible.
He thinks I'm the one that likes her.
He doesn't like anyone.
Yeah, well.
He's a salty son of a gun.
What's happening, man?
He's a salty hombre.
Yeah, sí.
Un hombre malo, que malo. I've been doing Vegas things. You know how it goes. We played in the poker tournament last night.
Yep.
And I found early success. And
yeah, you were rolling on early on. You were just absolutely rolling.
I ran into rarely do I have the problem that I'm getting too many cards. Yeah. It doesn't happen often to me. Usually I have to make things happen with not great cards.
Right, you just got to make some plays.
I had aces, pocket aces, three times last night.
Jesus.
I had ace king several times. I had pocket king several times. And one of those times was the last time I had pocket kings against queen 10 offsuit. And I was sent on my way. Well, it knocked me down to like 1,500 or 1,600 when that was like the ante. So I was the bubble for the final table. So,
well, I went on to win that tournament.
You did,
yeah.
After
and then sat down and played cash and made
not
a bunch
early
of money.
Success.
No, I got knocked out early and rebought. And
wisely
was the last alternate in, but then went on to win the tournament. And after I thought I made a really good call, but whatever. So I got knocked out, got back in, won the tournament, played cash for a while, killed that. And for the second time in about 3 years, I had my wallet lifted off me.
Ugh.
So they did find it at the front desk, mercifully. And my IDs are still there. But all my credit cards and all my money is gone. So
all your winnings?
All my winnings, which was
significant?
Yeah, very significant, as a matter of fact, because I think I won $375 for the tournament, and then I won another about $1,800 playing cash.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, I'm about done with this city. I really am. I mean, it was silly. So, oh, well, what are you going to do? You just
what are you going to do? At least you got your ID back.
Yeah, because I can get on the plane and get the hell out of here tonight.
Right.
There's that.
What time is your, like, how long after the show do you are you headed straight to the airport?
Yeah, I'm heading straight for the airport. My flight's at, like, 6:30 our time.
Well, at least you won't have to get on the plane with a Rockets credential.
There's that. I've had to do that before.
That's very difficult, I would imagine.
Yeah, they didn't really buy it. I had to, you know, kind of talk my way onto the plane. I won't have to do that, at least.
Yes.
Yeah, and I've got my global entry card and all that stuff, so I won't have any problems getting on. It just occurred to me that I have, like, $26. I have one credit card that has, like, $26 on it, which will be enough for the cab to the airport.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What a mess.
Yeah. They didn't take that one for some reason. The one card that I have that has no balance.
Oh, well, they probably checked your balances.
Maybe so. I don't know. They were obviously very smart about it, so what are you going to do?
Have you called and canceled all your credit cards?
Yeah, everything's canceled.
There was no fraudulent charges made yet?
A lot of fraudulent charges on my debit card.
Okay. So, are they going to take care of it?
Eventually, yeah.
Okay.
So what are you going to do?
Well, other than that, how's your trip been?
It's actually been pretty good.
Okay.
I've had a good time. Went out with our good friends last night and then went and played poker and played great. Killed it at cash and, you know, didn't really drink that much last night, which is rare for me. I mean, I kind of cut it off about midway through the tournament.
Yeah.
And in other than the whole wallet thing, again, pretty good day. Pretty good trip. Had fun.
But somebody sometimes else, one bad thing can ruin
it. That's all it is. Somebody else benefits from my winnings.
Yeah.
All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And if you're curious, all my Derby stuff is now on pregame.com. I'm sending it right now. So, what else is happening? We got a fight tomorrow.
There is a fight tomorrow, a battle of humans inside a four-sided ring. Which we've discussed quite a bit, Canelo and Chavez. I don't know how much more we've got today. It's crazy around here today because not only is the preparation and the weigh-in and all that stuff going on for the fights tomorrow, but there's also fights tonight here in the MGM. So there's a ton of people out there like going to watch the fights that are going to be on ESPN tonight. So there's a ton of people here. I mean, it is a madhouse here today.
It is. And, man, just walking over here and all the people going to the weigh-ins.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It reminded me of the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight with how many people were walking over there. And, I mean, it's crazy. And people were offering me money for my credential, which I'm like, well, if you can wait until, 5 o'clock local time, it's all yours, brother. Because they think it gets them into the fight.
And, right.
Yeah.
Doesn't work that way.
No.
Yeah, you got to go back down tomorrow and start the whole process over for actual fight night credentials. But, yeah, I've been not successful playing blackjack.
Really?
Per usual, Fred, as you know.
Yeah, you have your hits and misses.
Yeah, some days I'm good, some days I'm not. No luck. So, but my mom, who is also here, has had a little bit of a change of luck. She's gotten better. Things have looked up for her. And she had one of her big things. My mom's an old lady. She's a mom,
right?
So she hasn't been to Vegas in, you know, she said since probably early 2000s. And she also is convinced this is her last ever trip to Vegas because my mom she doesn't like to travel anymore.
Well, and I don't blame her because
people steal your wallet.
Yeah, yeah,
right. So one of the things she wanted to do on this trip was go to Fremont Street, like old school Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we went over there today and played a little bit at the Nugget, played a little bit at Binion's.
Nice, Binion's.
That
is really old school.
Walked around over there for a little while. One thing I will say, and I probably prefer New Vegas to Old Vegas.
Yeah.
Just for the creature comforts that I've become accustomed to.
Right.
They pay 3-2 on blackjack.
No kidding.
Everywhere on the strip pays 6-5.
Right.
So 3-2 is like, I mean, that's a nice little bump.
Yeah, no kidding.
You kind of forget that some people actually do that.
Wow. And I didn't realize that people did.
They still do. Only in Old Vegas, though. It's much further away from here than I thought it was.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a haul.
Because we went and ate breakfast at the Pepper Mill, and then I was thinking, oh, it's probably like, you know, a quick walk from there.
Right,
or,
right.
But it's a little bit further.
Because Pepper Mill's a haul. There's no question.
Right. But, and you, but you would think that was close to Old Vegas because it's by Circus Circus, but it's still a good probably 10-minute drive to Fremont Street from
right
there. So, you know, it was an adventure, but it's I'd never been over there to that part of Vegas, so it was
really?
It was new for me too, yeah.
It's been a while since I've been there, but
I only stay in the fanciest of resorts, Fred,
yeah,
as you know.
Well, they don't steal your wallet at Binion's.
They might.
Because there's nothing in it.
You could have been stabbed at Binion's.
Well, yeah, you might get shot, stabbed, gang raped, but at least they don't take your wallet. So there's that. All right, well, one thing I'm looking forward to is getting home so that I can sleep on my mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. And the great thing is, if you need a new bed, now is the time. You're already going to save 50% off what you pay at a retail store if you went to anywhere else. But on top of that 50%, how about this? The Memorial Day sale. 25% off factory direct prices on the best handcrafted custom fitted beds made right there in Houston. Texas Mattress Makers continues to expand with more types of beds for all body types and combinations. And now you can take 25% off any kind of bed, whether you like to sleep on your back or your side or your stomach, hot or cold, Texas Mattress Makers has you covered. They're going to ask you how much you want to spend. They're going to ask you how do you want to sleep. They're at 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Great people. And you know what they do? They do so much in the community. Like, they take care of our returning vets with custom beds to help them become more self-sufficient. They made beds so that a veteran can move from a wheelchair to a bed by him or herself. That's what buying from Houston Proud Texas Mattress Makers does. They're number one on Yelp. They're number one everywhere. Stop messing around. Go to Texas Mattress Makers. 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from the MGM Arena in Las Vegas for the Canelo Alvarez-Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live from Las Vegas. And I think we figured out what I'm doing from now on. I'm just going to put everything into the damn safe in the room.
Yeah.
And just take cash with me for whatever poker I'm playing.
That's a good move.
Yeah. Your idea, though. So.
Well, listen, I'm trying to make things easy on you.
Well, and we both had bad luck here. You've had phones stolen. And
oh, yes.
Yeah. And
let me tell you, like, when your wallet's stolen, what's the most important thing for you to make everything right?
I don't care about the money.
No, I'm talking about you need your phone, right?
You need your phone, yeah. Exactly.
You lose that phone. Man, I'm telling you, I'd rather lose my wallet twice than lose my phone out here.
And
I mean, it is a nightmare. And you forget how hard it is to send a text on the when you've got to push on a burner phone, where you've got to push the button every time to make a change of letter.
Yeah.
And you don't know anybody's phone number. You don't know anybody's phone
number. The only phone number that I know is mine. And I know my wife's. That's it.
I know my wife's.
And only because it's like our specs key card. I wouldn't know it otherwise.
I know my wife's phone number because it's the only thing different is the last four digits from mine.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
Yeah. But, I mean, and if I wouldn't have known that, I wouldn't have known what to do. I mean, I guess I could have emailed, but
yeah,
there's no way to communicate.
Yeah, the phone thing is worse. There's no question. But, yeah, so, yeah, the good thing is that my IDs and stuff were still in there because I don't want to go through getting a new driver's license. And
that would have been rough.
Which I've already done. That's a pain in the ass because you forget about all the things that you have that you need until you don't have them.
Yeah.
So 713-780-ESPN. Nestor says you can't leave your wallet in the room. What if they card you to drink or gamble?
They will not card Fred.
No, I'm old.
If you've got a player's card,
you just take an M Life card and you're good. So Michael said last time he was at the Golden Nugget, he went on a $3,000 blackjack run, cashed out, and had his wallet lifted.
Is that the Golden Nugget in
here
Lake Charles?
Or Lake Charles? I'm just curious. So, I mean, there are people that's all they do is watch to see who wins.
Right.
And then lift their crap. Yeah. That's Vegas, man. And I know it. And I do my best to look out for it, but just so happens, you know, they got me.
Yep.
What are you going to do? And I'm just happy that somehow they found it at the front desk and, you know, the cash was gone, but everything else was there. So that saved me. Yeah, he says it was Lake Charles. I'm sure there's people that do it there, too.
I'm sure.
Yeah. So guest-wise, who do we have today?
We're not confirmed for any times yet, but I was told to expect conversations with Michael Buffer, Roy Jones, Jim Lampley, and perhaps even Mario Lopez.
Really?
That's right.
He's here.
Are you going to ask him about Saved by the Bell?
Well, I figure you would. I never watched that.
I never watched it either. I think I'm like the only person my age who wasn't into that show. But maybe Jong will have a Saved by the Bell question for Mario.
I know there was that Screech guy. That's about all I know about that show. Jong, were you a big Saved by the Bell guy?
He did a porno, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think there was a sex tape of him.
Yeah. Did you watch it?
The sex tape or Saved by the Bell?
Yeah, both.
The sex tape? No, Saved by the Bell I watched when I was younger, but when I was like a little kid, but I don't remember it.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we'll have to come up with something else to ask him then that's not Saved by the Bell related. I thought at least one of us would have some Saved by the Bell questions, but clearly I was overestimating us. We're not that deep.
Yeah, yeah.
You can ask him why he still looks the same from Saved by the Bell. He has an age.
Because he has a wig, according to the commercial that's on whenever Law & Order is on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so there's that.
I'm going to ask to pull his hair.
J-Rap says, try carrying your wallet in your front pocket. Might help. Guess what I did? Carried my wallet in my front pocket.
Man.
The last time I had it, though, was that I know of, was in the poker room, and I pulled it out and tipped the drink lady.
Okay.
And then when I got back to the room, it was gone. So somebody got it between there and me getting back to the room.
Son of a...
So...
Did you notice at night or in the morning?
This morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I got up, and then I went into full panic mode. And
Well, your room key wasn't in your wallet?
No, my room key was in my back pocket, so that was fine.
Okay.
It was there.
You do things the opposite of me. I keep my room key in my front pocket, wallet in my back pocket.
See, I do the opposite. I have the wallet in the front pocket, room key in the back pocket, and I always keep two room keys.
I do, too. I like that.
And, so it was, I got back to the room, and I didn't know until this morning, and I got up around maybe 9
mm-hmm.
and went to, I was going to go down and get some breakfast, and then my wallet was missing. So,
son of a.
Yeah. And that's when I figured it out, and then they had it at the front desk, but.
Like they had it as soon as you went there?
No. They didn't have it until about noon today, and they said they found it in a bathroom. So. Oh, well. I'm sure you found it, and there's no money in it. And then I got online and started checking charges on my credit card and stuff, and it was, you know, ridiculous.
Yeah.
So what do you do? I mean, that's just life. Stuff happens, and stuff happens in Vegas all the time. Kind of tired of coming out here, though. I'm not going to lie, because this is...
Well, good news, Fred. We'll be here next month.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to not bring my wallet for that trip.
Yep. Yeah. We had some discussion last night on the Twitter about whether or not, and I know I bitch a lot, and I've got a lot of pet peeves apparently, and it drives everyone crazy. But one of my biggest pet peeves is when you're gambling in a group environment, and someone in that group just does something really dumb.
Okay, what did I do?
Not you.
Oh, okay.
So I'm at a blackjack table last night. My mom is there, too.
Right.
And the person who is first to act, who's betting the table minimum, every hand, he decides to split tens.
Really?
When my mom was my mom was on the, she was last to act. I was right next to her. My mom had aces, like ace-ace, so she was going to split her aces, obviously.
Right.
So this guy splits tens against a five, and everybody at the table ends up losing. Am I wrong or right to be mad at that guy? Is it a thing where it's his money, he can do what he wants with it? Or do you agree that when you're gambling in a group environment, it's everyone at the table against the house?
I am not a fan of that. But it's also like if you're at a community table, what can you do, right?
There's nothing. Oh, you know what I did? I told my mom, let's go find another table. Yeah. I mean, that's all you can do. But I really do think that people who split tens are the worst people in the world. The worst.
They're down there.
Yeah. It's a scumbag move, and it ruins everyone.
So, no, I think the reality is I've been at tables like that when I played blackjack, and it just drives me nuts. But there's really nothing you can do.
Yep.
I mean, it's like somebody's going to play like that. Unless you're first to act, where you actually control it and you don't really care. Although, even then, if you stand and somebody's doing goofy stuff behind you, it can screw you.
Yep.
But, yeah, I think you did the right thing. Just go to another table.
All right.
So, 713-780- ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you wish to get in on the show, and you can text the show. And for people asking, I posted my Derby thoughts onto Houston Sports and Stuff. Both of the podcasts are up on pregame.com, and the premium picks will be up on pregame.com in about an hour. I'm a little behind because of basically spending my entire day trying to track down my damn wallet. So that's where we are. But you know what? One thing I don't have to worry about is tracking down Mother's Day gifts, because Sherry's Berries has you covered. And Mother's Day is coming up. And Sherry's Berries is awesome for that, because they're going to offer you a great deal. Huge freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping, and an exclusive offer for you. When you double the berries for mom, just $10 more. She gets a free cake truffle, too. How about that? That's like an extra gift for nothing. You're going to look like the best son or the best daughter in the history of the known universe. Pick your delivery date, and Sherry's Berries guarantees your gifts will arrive fresh and delicious, or your money back.
That's right, guys. You may think you've seen gourmet dipped strawberries before, but you've never seen anything like these. These are incredible. They're huge, sweet, juicy, covered in decadent toppings. And Sherry's Berries are really an unexpected gift that'll put a smile on any mom's face. Surprise the mom in your life with Sherry's Berries at her office, at her workplace, or at home. The only way to get this great deal, though, starting at just $19.99, is to visit berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner. Use our code Fred and AJ. That's BERRIES.com. Code Fred and AJ when you click on the mic. This amazing deal won't last long. Mother's Day is coming up right around the corner, so be sure to order now.
This is ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the MGM Arena in Las Vegas for the Canelo Alvarez Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. J Rap wants to know who the hell splits tens.
The devil.
Now, a lot of people asking what that means for people who don't play blackjack.
So, I mean, I'll try to simplify it.
Yeah.
So, the goal of blackjack is to have a higher hand than the dealer at the end of the day, and without going over 21, and 20 is very, very, very strong.
Right.
That's what we call a winner's hand. And
most of the time, yeah.
80 to 85% of the time, if you've got 20, you will win the hand.
And two 10s equals?
20.
Right.
Now, if you split those two 10s, you will get you will add a card to each one of the 10s. Could be a 4, could be another 10. But either way, the idea is to take the sure thing and go with the 20 and let those cards fall to the people further down the table who are also trying to win.
Right.
Don't be greedy is what it boils down to, because it usually doesn't work out. And that's what happened.
And, yeah, basically, if you get a pair, you can split it no matter what it is.
Right. If you get two of the same card, right, you can split it into two separate ones. So, for instance, 16 is arguably the worst hand you can get if dealt in blackjack. So if you've got two eights, you split them and create two separate hands where you don't have 16, because 16 is as bad as it gets to start. So I would say that's pretty basic strategy, that you don't split tens.
Yeah. Oh, well. Sean asked, did you get rolled by a hooker? It's okay, you can tell us.
That's exactly what I asked you.
Yeah, well, and the truth is, if I had, I would tell you.
Yeah.
I'm pretty honest about stuff like that. But I don't know exactly when it happened. I suspect it was in the middle of the casino, because it was really crowded when I was walking back to the room. And I did get bumped by somebody, and I think that's when they lifted it. So,
damn it.
And it was obviously somebody who had followed me and saw that I had money. So, oh well, that's life. You know, I'd like to say live and learn, but I've learned this before, so it's not like there's much you can do about it except try not to let it happen again. And the only way that's going to happen is just don't come back to Vegas.
But that's not an option.
No,
really,
it's not an option. So,
Barry Laminack did volunteer to come up here next time. So if you want to take
You know what? He can have it.
Okay. If you want to take the next trip off.
I think I will. In fact, okay. I don't think I'm ever coming back.
That's not true.
Until June.
I was going to say, that's a lie for sure.
No, I'll be back.
Almost always by the end of the trip, you hate this place.
Yeah.
And then you're always like, oh, yeah, I'm ready to go back.
Yeah. Oh, well. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. What do you think is going to happen with the Rockets tonight?
I think that we're finally going to see sort of the evening out of the series. We're going to see a close game. I tend to lean to the Spurs, especially as an underdog. I would bet it's within 5 points one way or the other. What are you seeing?
I'm seeing the same thing. I think it's going to be a close game. I think the Rockets bounce back and win tonight. I think Harden has a good game, but I think it's close.
I mean, it's just like we were saying about LaMarcus Aldridge. LaMarcus Aldridge could not be worse than he was in game one.
Right.
And sure enough, he wasn't. James Harden cannot be worse than he was in game two.
Yeah, there's no way.
So
he's not going to score 3 points again.
No.
That's just impossible. 713 asks, haven't played poker in 8 years, and even then it was in a buddy's garage. Will Mint Poker have a beginner's table so I can cut my teeth and learn to get better and move my way up? I know they're going to have all levels of play. So not necessarily a beginner's table, but you'll be able to play with a bunch of guys who don't know what they're doing. You'll be fine. So 409 says, I never lost my wallet before, but I played at the casino and got up 200, and I was playing Russian roulette. What? I think just roulette.
I think you were just playing regular roulette.
Yeah, Russian roulette, there would be gunshots, sir.
Yeah, usually you don't play Russian roulette all night and talk about it the next day.
Yeah. And the next day, you're basically, here's what you're saying.
And it also doesn't pay that well.
281 says, you're being too nice about the guy splitting 10.
I mean, listen, I was extremely angry, but I'm not one. I try not to be one to make a scene. Because at least the reality, there's enough trashy people in Vegas who,
right?
Well, they make. I'm not big about like super ultra loud guy at the table. Like there was a guy here yesterday, who again was playing at a $10 minimum table, and was screaming every hand like he was winning everything. What he did was
he doing monkey.
No, he was saying, put me in the game, coach. He would stand up and say, put me in the game, coach. Say he was ready. I'm ready to go. Put me in the game, yeah. coach. And I wanted to say, bro, you don't look like you're in game shape. But I didn't.
Yeah.
And the reason he got super jacked is because he played, he would put his little $5 bet down on the side bet thing, where if you get three of a, if your two cards and the dealer's card equal a certain thing,
right,
it pays very well. He hit one that was like suited three of a kind. So he had like a, I mean, we're playing on a big shoe.
Right.
So he got like seven of diamonds, and then the dealer's up card was seven of diamonds. And this paid like 100 to 1. So he got $500 off of it.
Nice.
And he sat down with like 50. So this got him just pumped up to the point that he was screaming. People were leaving the table. He was super obnoxious. He told the dealer when I was sitting there, as soon as I get to $800, I'm giving you a $200 tip. And sure enough, about 45 minutes later, that guy was totally broke.
Always happens.
And he was asking the dealer, he said, I have a question. If I were to get a bank transfer here, I'm getting $15,000 sent here. He said, would that be able to happen in one day? And she said, I don't know. You'd have to ask the cashier. And then he's like, I'll be right back. Never seen again.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Typical.
Yeah. Well,
when you're the guy who wears like gym shorts and a wife beater at the table, most people don't take you too seriously when you say you're coming back as soon as the $15,000 gets wired to you.
Yeah. That's, and by the way, they have casino credit here. So,
yeah.
If you're actually, if you've got that kind of money, you've got credit here, so you don't need to deal with that. You just walk over to the cage, you sign a marker, boom, done. JF288 says, I leave my wallet in the room, ID and cash are in separate front pockets, room key in the back. That's what I'm doing from now on. I mean,
you'll have me on high alert going forward.
Well, I mean, it's just like I am with my phone because of what happened to you, but this is twice now, man, and it's just... at least this time, I don't have to redo all my stuff. I mean, I still don't have a birth certificate because that was in my old wallet that got robbed the first time. My Social Security number was in there. I don't have a Social Security card. I haven't got those replaced.
Jeez.
And that was from the last one.
You're falling behind.
Well, and I just haven't bothered with it. But this time, I mean, I did replace all my credit cards, my driver's license, and stuff like that. So... thank God I don't have to do that again.
Yeah.
That was just a pain in the ass. Amon says what happened to me was the long hiatus from Las Vegas put me in a comfort zone. And you got
maybe
to
it did.
Maybe.
They caught you slipping, maybe.
I don't think so. Well, maybe I didn't really pay attention to how crowded it was last night. I really wasn't that worried.
Yeah.
And maybe he's right. I wasn't being as smart as I usually am about it. But, oh, well. 713-780-ESPN. J-Rap says, I think that texter would be better served to play with better players at first. Think of it as paying for lessons. That's what any kind of gambling is to me.
Yeah.
Is you are, when you lose, you should take it as a learning experience. Say, why did you lose? Did you play bad? Did you make wrong plays? Or were you unlucky?
Or were you just sloppy?
Yeah. And those are all things that you pick up by, you're not going to learn those things by winning, because most people will not go back and say, oh, I played great, I won the tournament, what did I do wrong?
Right.
I didn't do anything wrong, I won the tournament. It's like, well, you probably did a few things wrong and got lucky, so go back and look at it and then evaluate it and make an honest assessment.
Like the guy who pushed with Queen 10 off.
Yeah, he's probably thinking, oh, I'm a badass. I'm going to beat kings every time.
I don't know. He seemed like he was one of an older gentleman. He's the guy with the hat that I, like, you guys were combining tables, I said, I don't think this guy's very good. But sometimes the people who aren't very good are the least self-aware.
Right. Yeah, he wasn't very good. And he won a couple more hands with garbage like that, where he went in with the second best hand, and it was just, okay. What do? That's life. All right, guys. Got to tell you about Houston Can Academy. And this is what happens. If a kid drops out of school, doesn't know what to do, he goes to Houston Can Academy. They give kids a second chance. Kids who had to get jobs to support their family. Kids who maybe they couldn't get to school because they needed a bus. Well, guess what? Houston Can Academy works around whatever it was, and they give them what they need to succeed. And so many of these kids go on to graduate and do great, great things, and you can help. All you have to do is make a donation. And by a donation, that means car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, tractor. You got something sitting out in your yard or sitting in your garage that you were going to fix up, and you never got around to it. Now it's all rusty and it won't start. We'll donate it. Because here's what they're going to do. They're going to tow your vehicle free of charge, process all the paperwork, and your donation is tax deductible. How about that? So when you do your taxes next year, that's going to be a great, great thing that you can just get taken care of right then and there. And if you donate today, how about this? A $50 Visa gift card. Just their way of saying thank you. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
This is the Blitz.
The Blitz
on ESPN.
ESPN
97.5.
Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they hop?
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow live from the MGM Arena in Las Vegas for the Canelo Alvarez Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. fight. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780 ESPN's your number. What they have for lunch today?
Fajitas.
Damn.
And like a fish Veracruz.
Ah.
Yeah, not bad. I just had one fajita. I had a big breakfast, so I wasn't super hungry.
Yeah, I haven't eaten today, so.
Oh, boy.
Well, I said when I got up, I just went into panic mode and then went down to the front desk and
yep.
was going through all that stuff. So, yeah, I'll probably grab something at the airport if I have time. Lamont says, never had my wallet stolen, but I lost $1,600 there, and the bank froze my cards because I was in Vegas.
Ooh.
They'll do that. Yeah. That's the thing. J-Rab says, Vegas has Uber. In all honesty, I'd be willing to get you an Uber to the airport. That way you can hold on to what you have left. Yeah. My Uber is tied to my personal bank account, which is
cut off,
frozen. So
okay,
yeah,
I mean, I can get you an Uber after the show if you
want. I'm fine. I'll just I have one credit card that is the wife's that I never use. So everybody's talking about get a fanny pack, dude. I'm not that old.
That'd be good though.
No, I'm not getting a fanny pack. If I have to get a fanny pack, I'm just not coming to Vegas anymore. So 409 says, I suggest cowboy boots, pistol in my ID in the left, cash, knife, and whiskey flask in the right, ready for anything.
I feel like you don't know how casinos work.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not a good recipe.
Yeah. Oh, well. It's just life, man. Stuff happens. I don't worry too much about it. So, for and I want to know, what size wallet holds a birth certificate chiseled on a stone tablet? That's mean. Jeez. Oh, well.
Oh, boy.
Man. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. 409 says, split aces once. Got two more aces. Split them and got four tens. Best night of blackjack of my life.
Okay, that's different. You're supposed to split aces.
Yeah.
Like, that's not even, that doesn't even, there's no room for debate on that.
Right.
Like, aces and eights, you always split. Eights you split even if a 10 is showing for the dealer.
Right.
I mean, it's not ideal, but you still have to do it because it's better than 16. Aces you always split, no matter what. Tens, never. Never, I tell you.
Oh, well, what are you going to do with people, man? But a lot of people don't know that. Somebody wants to know that Russian roulette tournament was a deer hunter style. Oh, man. You are not going to get 21. So, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Trevor said my wife once had to cut off my debit card. It got so bad. Yeah, mine's shut down now. So until I can sort out the about $4,000 that they've already run up on it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, because now it's like minus $700. So I got to deal with all that, but not too worried about it. I'll figure it out. Rockets tonight to cover at minus 5.5. I would not take the Rockets at minus 5.5. I would definitely take the Spurs at that number because I think this game is going to be pretty close.
I'm with you.
And if the Spurs were 5.5-point favorites, I'd be all over
the
Rockets.
Other way. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So pretty simple. I mean, I think
this is a close game.
I think all these games you should treat as though they're going to be within 6 points.
Yeah.
I mean, they weren't the first two, but I don't think that's going to happen again. So somebody's booing now at the weigh-in. What's up with that?
I don't know. I don't know who's coming.
Are
to
they
the
booing the Tecate girls?
I can't imagine.
Those girls have absolutely no butts.
They usually don't.
No, it's pretty funny. I mean, they're all cute and everything, but I mean, they've got a 4-year-old's butt. It's kind of disgusting. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Where'd the thief spend your money? Anywhere shady / interesting? No, it was all at MGM.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was all this morning. It was like the store down there. They bought a bunch of pants and stuff and things like that. So
those are expensive pants at that store.
Yeah. Trust me, I know.
Yeah.
So I've paid for them, at least temporarily. But, oh, well. 409 says, Vegas has to be the worst place to lose your wallet. It's one of the few places where you can rack up credit cards before they're canceled. That's true. See, I didn't even know until this morning. And so, like, all of them got run up. What do you think of over-under 213.5 on Rockets and Spurs? I would take the over there. I think this is going to be a relatively high-scoring game.
I wonder what I'll pass on that just because I don't know what the Spurs tempo will look like without Tony Parker on the floor.
Yeah. I tend to think the Rockets are going to come out and hit their threes, and it's going to be a faster pace game. It's going to be Rockets pace, which means they go over.
Yeah.
Because the Spurs will score enough, too. Nestor, what are the odds Fred lost his cash gambling and is now blaming the thieves? Joke. I've always been pretty honest when I've lost my ass. So I think you're okay. Disco says the blackjack talk is giving me flashbacks to the $5 tables on the cruise I took last year.
Wow.
$5 tables on a cruise?
I'm guessing, yeah.
Robert says basketball's hard to bet because a close game can still finish with a 10-point difference in the last few minutes. That's absolutely true.
Yeah, I lost last night. I broke my own rule and bet a little NBA in a parlay. And I had Warriors minus 12.5. And they took the old foot off the gas at the very end there. And
all it takes is a couple free throws at the end of the game and stuff like that.
Yep.
And see, that's why.
Parlay buster.
Favorites tend to, yeah, if you get to the end of the game where they can make a few free throws and they're getting fouled.
The problem is when the point spread's 12,
yeah,
12.5, the other team doesn't foul if they're down 10.
Right.
You know, that strategy is a lot better when it's a 4-point favorite, 5-point favorite. But once it's 10, they just tend to roll over.
713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Hour number one, already in the books.
That's right. Fred, I'm going to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. It's not the solution for your problem, but it's a solution. It's an Allied Outdoor Solution. Guys, if you've got a grayed-out patio or a faded driveway or pool deck, and you want to spend more time outdoors, but you're just tired of looking at that ugly old stuff, don't spend the money tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a carved stone overlay instead. Get the look and feel of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's trial hand carved, custom colored for your home, so it looks great, and it's twice as strong as concrete. Allied even stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they offer 0% financing for up to 18 months.
Save yourself the hassle. Save yourself the expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a carved stone overlay. Get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Or give them a call for a risk-free estimate at 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
ESPN 97.5.